or family member, just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
And if you include the birthday person's official address, we will make sure they receive a colorful, beautiful Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed agent. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Super Pudge. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRC2 Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRTP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, MountainStreamsRadio.org, Tube City online at WMCK.FM Keysport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Potato chips. How my mouth just drips. Potato chips. How my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips. How my mouth just drips. Potato chips. How my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll always find a bag around. Be in a bar, a picnic, even a baseball ground. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, hold, drip, drip, drip. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Bang, bang, bang. Crunchy, crunchy potato chips. Crunch, crunchy, crunchy. A crunch, crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips. How my mouth does drip. Potato chips. Crunchy, 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 crunchy. Don't bring me no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll find a bag around. I could be even in a bar, a picnic, a baseball ground. It doesn't matter. All those potato, potato chips. Potato, potato, a chippy chippo. Crunch, crunch, don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips.
Slam Galliard and his Baker's Dozen with a tune called Potato Chips. That's one I've always gotten a kick out of, as have a number of listeners. Other listeners, I should say. We are going to play Guess Who in just a few moments. Get ready for that.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Thank you to Larry for your message. And Patrick, thank you for your note too. Just send us birthday details and we'll do the best we can. We always need to get the date of the birthday. And you can use the form that you'll find at slbradio.org. Or send us an email. Speaking of interactions, I think we've done our best to acknowledge every text message and email and phone call that's come in throughout the morning. If we missed yours, our apologies. It's been a very busy morning. Time to play Guess Who. We are going to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one person in mind, and that person could be a man, a woman, somebody from history, literature, entertainment, folklore. Who knows? It could be just about anybody. You're welcome to guess as many times as you would like to. And we will help you narrow it down. And I mean we. I and people listening along with you as they guess, we will share their guesses with you. The incorrect ones, at least. And together, we'll see if we can narrow it down. Today's Guess Who initials, D-B. D-B, that's D as in downtown, and B as in beach view. D-B are today's initials. 412-200-5975 is the way to guess. D-B. Again, to take a guess, simply call or text us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO, and you can start as soon as you would like. I hope you'll start soon. 412-200-5975. D, B. D is in downtown. B is in beach view. guesses are coming in. 412-200-5975. And I'm pleased to let James and Freiberg know that he has the correct answer. He also has Dickie Betts, Doug, Burke, Dick Butkus, Dietrich Bader, Daniel Boone, Danny Bonaducci, and one I do not know, Donato Bramante, an Italian architect. Renaissance architecture is the style he is most associated with. That's a great guess. Michael in Mars has a guess of Darren Brown. Another one I've got to look up.
His name is Louis. Plays a heavenly horn. Now jazz is born. Yes, there's a saint. His name is Louis. Plays a heavenly horn. Now jazz is born.
A mentalist, a magician. He also uses hypnotism and magic. Darren Brown.
When Louis Armstrong took the train up to Chicago, he brought a trumpet sound as big as all tomorrow. Mr. Armstrong could play that all. There's a saint. His name is Louis. Plays a heavenly horn. Now jazz is born.
Michael also guessed meteorologist and ventriloquist Dennis Bowman.
Plays a heavenly horn, now jazz is born. Now let me tell you about a cat named Louie. He played the trumpet really hot and bluesy. Mr. Armstrong could play that horn. When Louis played, you would forget about your sorrow. He had style you couldn't fake, steal, or borrow. Mr. Armstrong could play.
Nick and Susan in New York have the correct answer. They also have David Byrne, Drew Barrymore, Danny Bonaducci, David Brinkley, Daniel Boone, Dana Bash, Debbie Boone, Delta Burke, David Bowie, David Beckham, David Blaine, Donnie Brasco, Donnie Baseball, Donna Brazil, Danny Burstein, Danny Boyle, and Dave Barry.
Plays a heavenly horn, now jazz is born. Now let me tell you.
Lots more guesses coming in that I'll share with you in a moment. 412-200-5975.
When Louis Armstrong took the
Bill and Lucius Burrow, good morning. Daniel Boone, Debbie Boone, and David Bowie. All guessed by Bill. Great guesses, but we're looking for somebody different. You can guess by phone, as Bill just did at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Here's a guess of all of the Doobie Brothers. That's from John in Grove City. A good guess. Rich in Edinburgh has a guess of David Bednar. Susan has David Bowie.
Jazz is born.
John in Economy Borough has Dave Barry. Nick in Mars has the correct answer, as well as Dave Bowman. And a few I am going to look up in just a moment. I like these names I don't recognize that I need to look up. Let me be sure I haven't lost my place here. I mentioned the Doobie Brothers. John and Addie had a guess of Daniel Boone, Drew Barrymore, and Dagwood Bumstead. And here's Patrick with a guess of Daniel Boone. Bill has David Byrne. Dan Brown, guest by Mike and Mars. David Bednar. Now, that's one. I mentioned that one already from Rich in Edinburgh. But I need to look him up. He is a pitcher. Oh, my gosh, he was a pirate. I did not know that. And he's local. He went to Mars Area High School. And it looks like he is currently playing for the Yankees. Susan has David Bowie. John in economy has Dave Barry. Nick and Mars has the correct answer. That's where I left off. And he has, is it Dan Bylsma? Ice hockey coach and former player. Some of it's always sports or film related when I don't recognize somebody. Caden came up with Dashing Bunt. Dashing Bunt is an actor who is going to be starring in a movie featuring cakes and sacrifice hits. Dashing Bunt is known for all those names, B-U-N-T. He's known for loving Bundt cakes and being able to make them, even though Bundt cakes are spelled a little differently. And he's also been known to be able to put a pretty good bunt on when playing baseball and wanting to move a runner over while he might not get on base himself. Dashing Bunt combines those two in his forthcoming feature film starring Dashing Bunt. There is not a title for the film yet. We just know that Dashing Bunt will star. Thank you, Caden. Debbie Boone that's for Mike with an asterisk saying, if this is the answer, please don't play You Light Up My Life. David Bowie is guessed by, I believe it's Sammy and Plum. Thank you for calling. And a correct answer from Jim in Black Ridge. David Bowie guessed by Bill. And John and Addie in East Deer. Here's Annie with David Beckham, David Bowie, and Drew Barrymore. And a guess of Danny Barnes from Van in Elwood City. Danny Barnes is a musician, right? Yeah, it's a banjo player. In fact, we just got his latest album in. Jim in Crafton Heights has Donald Byrd, very good, Debbie Boone, and Danny Bonaducci. Wow, a lot of guesses continue to come in. You can reach us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Patrick in South Park simply guesses Danny Boy, as does Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania. Annie also has a guess, a little coda there, by the way, of Vince Guaraldi, who played the last song. Dan Brown, guessed by Annie. Dick Buttons, guessed by Trish in Cook Forest. The ice skater, not Dick Buttons. Debbie Boone, also guessed by Trish. Dirk Bogarde from Jim in Crafton Heights. British actor, novelist, and screenwriter. David Bowie, guessed by Alan in Squirrel Hill. Patrick in Stanton Heights has Debbie Boone, Drew Barrymore, David Beckham, Dirk Benedict, David Banner, Delta Burke, Doc Brown, David Bowie, Timo Bakaloff, David Berker, Denise Bombardier, and Dola Banerjee. None of those. Gail has many of the same people, plus David Baldacci, Daniel Bernoulli, Danny Bonaducci, Douglas Bader, and I see the correct answer on your list. Richard on the north side has Duarte, Barbosa, Drew Brees, the correct answer, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and those are them. Boy, you've given me a lot to look up here. Duarte Barbosa, a Portuguese writer from the 15th and early 16th century. And Drew Brees, a quarterback in the NFL. These guesses amaze me. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, do you know who that is? A German Lutheran pastor. Best known for opposing the Nazi regime and losing his life as a result. David Brooks, also guessed by Alan, will reveal the correct answer shortly. Lee is in O'Hara Township. Good morning, Lee. Lee guessed Dan Brown. A writer known for the Robert Langdon series of thrillers. Thanks for guessing, Lee. Matt, by way of Annie, says Dave and Buster's. And Patrick has Dale Brown. And Matt also has Dick Butkus. Quite a few guesses coming in as we play Guess Who. And Ricky's been taking quite a few calls. I'll share her guesses as soon as I can. Boxer Dwayne Bobic, guessed by Robert Wagner, and he also had a guess of Dick the Bruiser, but he said, I know the qualifies him, but or disqualifies him, but I'm still going to guess him, and that's fine. Ralph has a guess of Daniel Boone and David Beckham. Robert Wagner ultimately got the correct answer. Ralph has a guess of David Bowie and also Debbie Boone. And it looks like those are the Facebook answers that have come in. And it is Dave Brubeck. Dave Brubeck is who we were looking for. Great and innovative jazz pianist, Dave Brubeck. Maybe known best for unusual time signatures and contrasting rhythms and tonalities. Born in Concord, California. And a leader of one of the first racially diverse bands, the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Paul Desmond, Eugene Wright, and Joe Morello. And this tune is called Blue Rondo a la Turk, a huge hit from the album Take Five. Is coming in that last minute and that I missed them listening in Allegheny Township in Westmoreland County is Kevin, who had a guess of Dick Botkus, Dick Bottoms, and Dan Blocker. But Richard, Gail, Jim, Nick, and Mars, James and Freiburg, Nick and Susan in New York City, all coming up with Dave Brubeck, today's Guess Who. Brubeck, and I think I acknowledged everybody who identified him. Robert Wagner also got it. He's playing along on Facebook today. A lot of people play Guess Who on Facebook all day long and all weekend long. You can follow us there and on Instagram and LinkedIn at SLB Radio. Hello to Bruce. I hope you're able to listen this morning, and I'm glad to have heard from you today by way of Ricky. Thank you. congratulations again if you knew Dave Brubeck, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLV Radio Productions. More puzzles and games coming up in a moment. We have a body of evidence we're going to explore.
To see that I'm alive, I'm alive.
Although I'm going out on my way, just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and out of time. Still I know all eyes are for me. Half a tingle start to my feet. When your smile gets much too discreet, it sends me on my way. Now wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Well, you could offer a light. You start a little conversation, now it's all right. When you take it by. Busy day and ain't the time out to see, girl, that I'm alive. Oh, I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and lots of times. Still I know my lines are for me. Half a tingle's down to my feet. When you're smiling, much too discreet, it's suddenly gone away. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Princess, tell me why you, know that you could offer me a light. Start a little conversation now, it's all right.
Will you, David?
It's a pantomime and out of time. Still I know my eyes are for me. Apple tingles down to my feet. When your smackers went to the street, it's sending me on my way. Well, baby, just I say I'm on it. Please do not stare. You could offer your hand. Hugging and a chugging, it could be all so grand. Take five. Come take five.
Come take five.
That is Al Jarreau and Take Five. I missed a guest that came in from Bruce that deserves its own Saturday Light Brigade charge. Just because it's a great guest and nobody else guessed it. And that is former Pittsburgh Pirate Dale Barra. Dale Barra, who... shortstop, right, for the Pirates, if my memory is correct. And the son of Yogi Berra. And Lee, I'm glad you are tuned in. Thank you for your email. Lee is in O'Hara Township. And Olive Kramer, who is going to be on the radio with us in our next hour, is one of the reasons Lee has found us. And Lee, I'm glad that you did. The Saturday Light Brigade has been on the air Saturday mornings since 1978. Really? That long? and between 6 and 10 Eastern, we feature puzzles and games and a mix of music that we hope you'll enjoy. Between 10 and 11, our Youth Expression Showcase takes place, and today you're going to hear not only from musician Olive Kramer, but also from a teen who has been involved with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And at 11 o'clock in Pittsburgh from Stockholm, Sweden, we have a very talented guitarist who also is a philosopher and a bit of a comic. He's been here before, and I'm so happy that he visits us when he's in from Sweden. His name is Andy Fite, F-I-T-E. He'll be with us just a little later, just after 11 on today's Saturday Light Brigade.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual donors who believe that our original public radio programming and innovative youth media programs make a difference in daily life and our community. Join in on the fun and support SLB during Cartober, a special campaign where individuals can donate a used vehicle, running or not, to SLB. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, and more are eligible, and our partners will take care of pickup and all of the paperwork. For more information, call 1-855-500-RIDE or visit slbradio.careasy.org.
And we've got a game coming up called Body of Evidence. Before I forget, Alan had one other DB to guess. Ding Bat. Not Ding Bat, but a good guess. Now, our Body of Evidence game. Oh, Charlie came up with Dave Brubeck, too. This just in. Well done, Charlie. Ricky was either trying to tell me that Timmy fell into the well or that Charlie got the correct answer. I couldn't tell, but now I know. So this game is called Body of Evidence. We are going to give you clues to phrases or words that contain part of the body. And this is best shown by example. If we gave you the clue, sudden inspiration. Sudden inspiration. That would be a brainstorm. A brainstorm. Brain being part of the body. And if we gave you the clue, part of a rocket, the answer we have in mind is nose cone. Nose cone. So every answer contains part of the human body. Are you ready to try some on your own? The first clue is to quibble over something trivial. To quibble over something trivial. And the second clue is facetiously, facetiously. So two different answers. Each answer involves a phrase that contains part of the body. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck as we seek out our body of evidence. Listening in Union Hill, Alabama. And Jaylene knows that facetiously is tongue in cheek. And Gail in Stanton Heights also got that. Oh, and Annie has another answer for facetiously, which is a great one. Pulling your leg. Now, does anybody know, what would be to quibble over something trivial? To quibble over something trivial. And I'll add this one. This would be an old antenna. An old antenna. And remember that every answer is a word or phrase containing part of the body. So we have a quibble over something trivial. An old antenna. I like this one. Type of candy. There may be multiple answers to this. Type of candy. And remember, every answer contains part of the body. It's part of a phrase or the word that answers it. Ah, Jaylene, you're sharp. She knows that to quibble over something trivial is to split hairs. Gail got that too. And Alan knows that the old antenna is rabbit ears. I hope you're playing along too, whether you're able to text or call us or not. We're still looking for the type of candy. And here's a clue for a different word. Sincere. Sincere. A word that means sincere. Oh, and here's another one. We'll have three out at the same time. I like this one. The clue is census. Census. So we have a type of candy. Sincere. And a word answering the clue. Census. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text. Or 1-888-752-7234. is how you can reach us. You can also use Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. Mike noting the juxtaposition between rabbit ears and splitting hairs. I was thinking about that as well. Gail came up with rabbit ears, too. Vanessa I think it's Vanessa, contributed a couple phrases. I'll see if I can write clues to those. Annie says the candy could be an airhead. I had something different in mind, but that works. Oh, Aileen has Jawbreaker as the candy. God, I loved those as a kid. I still love them. But there's one other one that I have in mind is the candy. 412-200-5975. And it's a generic name for a candy. Charlie has Jelly Belly. Well done. We're still looking for the answer to census. And sincere, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Jim in Crafton Heights knows that sincere is from the heart. That's what we were looking for, or heartfelt. For census, he has counting noses. We were thinking of counting heads, which Alan came up with. Mike in Alabama had wholehearted for sincere. Oh, wow, Trish. And Cook Forest has lemon heads for the candy, and also head count and heartfelt. And that gets us up to date. Gail had a head count as well. And Jim in Crafton Heights gives you the clue, expensive. And the clue, to have an advantage. Both are different words. One is expensive, and the other clue is to have an advantage over. 412-200-5975. Each word, or each answer, is a word or phrase containing part of the body. And I still don't have the candy I was thinking of. It's found above the neck and below the nose. Oh, David in Grove City got it. Gum drop. Gum drop. Well done, David. Chris is in Pitcairn. Good morning, Chris. He got census. Head count is the word we were looking for. And Gail, I suppose we'll take eye candy as a type of candy, but we were thinking of gumdrop as our answer. So we're looking for what answers the clue, expensive, or to have an advantage over. Let me give you another one. For this one is music type. And this one's for Bruce, especially this morning. What one is given when snubbed. What one is given when snubbed. 412-200-5975 to play along this morning. Or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Gail knows that something expensive costs an arm and a leg. Alan knows that to have an advantage is to have a leg up. Trish knows an arm and a leg, and she gave another one. And the clue for this one is a warning. The clue is a warning. Bill, also new to have a leg up on. And Mike is in Huntsville. He knows that something that is expensive costs an arm and a leg. Oh, or it's something for which you pay out the nose. Excellent, Mike. Oh, to have an advantage could be to have a leg up on. And Elaine says another one is to have the upper hand. Excellent. Annie in Philadelphia knows to have a leg up and costs an arm and a leg. Oh, another candy based on part of the body. Wax lips. Remember those. I imagine those still exist. I mentioned music type. Bill mentioned a leg row. That's very good. That's not the one I had in mind, but that's a perfectly good answer. A leg row. Also not the one I had in mind from Gail. Headbanging music. Headbanging music. And to snub somebody, or what's given when snubbed, from Gail, the cold shoulder, or a cold shoulder. Alan also got that. So did Trish. Alan gives the clue, if I'm not surprised by any of these answers, then I am... a mind reader? Would that be it? A mind reader? Jim in Crafton Heights says the type of music might be a catchy tune known as a toe tapper. Mike and Mars says to have an advantage over could be a head start. Rich in Edinburgh has the warning, which is a heads up. One more music type. The one I was thinking about was hip-hop. Hip-hop. And here's a new one for you. Placing blame. What one does when placing blame. And And here's another. The clue is reference or comment. Reference or comment. And one more. Opens many locks is the clue. Opens many locks. 412-200-5975. Trish writes, we have a new puppy and he is a handful. Excellent. Another type of music is classical music, writes Alan, also known as long hair music. Jim in Crafton Heights says, a false charge or unfair punishment is a bum rap. And he also knows that to place blame is finger pointing. Finger pointing. So out of the ones I'm given, we're left with reference or comment. Reference or comment. David in Groove City knew that placing blame is to point the finger at someone. Charlie came up with this one, digital nutrition. Digital nutrition. So I'll give you that one, digital nutrition. And let's give you one or two. Oh, we've done up the answer to opens many locks. Opens many locks. Each answer contains part of the body. Aline knew point the finger, as did Gail. Alan, for not being surprised, I said you're a mind reader. He was looking for you don't bat an eye at something. He also knew that many locks are... Gail knew that as well. Gail also knew that our answer to reference or common is footnote. Elaine just gave the clue, uneven measurement. Huh. Uneven measurement. Not something with foot. Uneven. There's another one, and this would be a... you might use this to estimate something or to figure out how to do something. It's sort of a shortcut to figure out how to do something or how to estimate something. Uneven measurement. I have no idea what that is. Uneven measurement. Approximate. Odd. Short. Now, I'll need some help on that one. So that one is out, and we're also looking up for the answer to something you might use as a shortcut or as a method of estimation. 412-200-5975. By the uneven measurement. as appears to be everybody here. Uneven measurement. What I was looking for in terms of estimation or a way of approximating something is a rule of thumb. A rule of thumb. This was a lot of fun to do. We'll get you the answer to uneven measurement as soon as we can. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU-PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSJ FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Eyeball was what Aline had in mind as a measurement, an eyeball. And that's sort of in the same category as rule of thumb. So glad we could do this together. Rhonda Vincent now. And then the beginning of our Youth Express Hour.